Okay, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Applied Human Design podcast. My name is Heather, and I will be your host for today. As always, I am so grateful that you are here spending a little bit of time with me today. So, we have a fun one today, as always. You know they're all fun. We are continuing our deconditioning journey, our top to tail human design deconditioning journey. We're starting to get through them. We're three in. We've got six to go. Hope I'm doing that maths right. That'd be embarrassing if not. So that's what we're going to get into today. Before we get into that, let's just have a chat. Let's have a catch up. So as you would know, if you listen to the kind of like mini-ish episode that I put out on the weekend, I'm running a competition right now. It is it's called my 5-star competition, and I won't go through all the details on how to enter and the prizes and stuff here. The previous episode is like 15 minutes. If you're interested in entering, definitely listen to that. But there are only 9 days left to enter. So entries close on the 30th of September. Today is the 21st. Of course it will be closing Australian Eastern Standard Time. So if you are in the US or Europe and you think, oh, it's fine, it's not the 30th yet, it is in Australia, the competition is closed, you are too late. So that's just my little warning. So make sure you do that. I put it on my Instagram stories yesterday, like, don't let this be one of those things that you look at and you're like, oh yeah, I'll do that later. And then you never do it, because we all know you're not going to do it. And how do I know that? Because you are me, right? I do that all the time. And I know there's lots of us ADHD brains and stuff here. And you know, I'm not gonna give you this reminder like to shame you, because I know our brains work differently. We forget stuff. We can't be bothered doing things that feel like difficult tasks. I'm saying this to work with you, right? You deserve it. You deserve to spend a month with me working, reprogramming, and healing one particular area of your life, or you deserve second prize, which is a mini tarot and like soul records reading with me. You deserve that. And all you have to do is write a little review, right? And I don't care how little it is. Like I said, the algorithm just loves words. It loves them. It eats them right up. If you can't be bothered entering the whole competition, like with the iTunes review, just go give me like the 5 stars on Spotify. You know, it literally takes 2 seconds out of your day. If you're listening on Spotify and you haven't done it yet, oof, what are you doing? Anyway, all right, so that's that. Other updates. I'm very tired. I'm not like gross tired. I'm just like, I'm ready to be done. So I am putting my best vibes into this episode, but I'm also trying to get it done as quickly as possible. Sorry, identity center. I feel like this is always this energy center that I ignore and like don't pay as much attention to. Sorry, but yeah, no, it's been a very busy week. I have just had stuff on every day like since Friday, and you know, that's just not it's been really, really fun. That's just it. It's been all fun stuff, but it's just been like thing after thing, like lots of socializing, and then lots of work as well. And I mean, this is my fault, but I never changed my calendar from European time to Australian time. So I've just been, and like, it honestly got to the point where I was like, I can't be bothered like contacting people to reschedule. So I was like doing calls at like 9 p.m. and I was just like, do you know what? It's just been a lot this week. Okay, but I've changed my calendar. Again, it's an ADHD brain. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do it later. I'm sure no one will book. And then it's just like, okay, great, here we go. Anyway, so that's been going on. As you may know, one of my best friends, Leanne, and I are working on a range of witchy products. And they're nearly finished. And so we made those yesterday. So I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon. So yesterday was Wednesday, and I went to Leanne's house first thing in the morning, literally on that 7 a.m. train with the rest of those little office worker bees. Went to Leanne's house, and we did well, we put everything together. You can look at my Instagram stories. I'm like posting our creation process to my stories as I go. So I'm going to actually save a highlight now. I'll do it after this episode. So you can go look at that. But we have named our company. I've revealed our company name. It's called From My Altar. And that's exactly what it is. It is witchy magical products from our altar to yours. Like I said, our spring collection is like really, really small batch, because we are learning by doing. but it's getting nearly ready for release. All the products are made. We are going to charge them with extra magic over the next few days just before the equinox and after the equinox. So because Persephone, like in her spring maiden form, as she is one of the deities that I work with, she is the patron for this particular collection. So my sprays right now are sitting on an altar with offerings for her, which I'm just like praying over and just like asking for a blessing twice a day at the moment for 3 days. And then on the actual day of the equinox, and this is my favorite part, so the spritzes that are part of the collection at sunrise, so just before sunrise on the equinox, which is Saturday here in Australia, I'm going to be waking up, obviously have to set an alarm, taking our beautiful spritzes outside to a place in the backyard that's in the grass, so it will be able to sit in the morning dew on the first day of spring, that will also like feel the sunrise's beams and infuse that like solar energy of the first day of spring, the first glimpses of sun on the first day of spring into the product. I know, I'm crying too. And then Leanne, she's doing the charging for the rollers, which we have like a magical oil roller as well. And so yeah, she's doing a very similar thing, but we're going to work with moonlight for the roller because the roller is a bit more like, yeah, I would definitely say the spritz is more solar energy versus the roller is very like attraction, flirty, like romantic, but like highly discerning, magical energy. So yes, she will be charging them on the night of the equinox in the waxing moon energy. Anyway, that is the product update. Again, I think that Instagram is the best place to find out when we put those up for sale, but they are so strong. So the other thing that I did yesterday was I had to be admitted to hospital. So on our lunch break from making the products, I wandered on down to the hospital, which, you know, fortunately Leanne lives within walking distance of, and got admitted and had my neck drained. If you've been following my health saga, you know what's up. But yeah, it was good to get that confirmation that it is just something that's infected in my neck, which is obviously not ideal still. But it's not a tumor. It's not anything lumpy or more serious. So it was good to get that confirmation, get it drained. And yeah, I think this is so funny because I'm reading Twilight at the moment. I mean, I'm reading 3 book series at the moment, to be completely honest. But most of my energy is focused on Twilight. Anyway, I was sitting in the hospital and I was like, and my doctor was really, really good looking. Maybe that's just all doctors though. Like, I mean, honestly, especially the nice ones, right? Anyway, so I was sitting in the hospital bed. I was reading Twilight. I had a bandage on my neck and literally like I've taken my bandage off now and I have 2 little bite marks. And I just like had my neck drained by a really handsome doctor, like, hello, Carlisle Cullen. And I was just like, you know, the line between the fictional world and the real world, it's just getting more and more blurry. And, you know, this could just be my dreams and wishes of living in a fictional world that I've had forever. It's finally coming true because I could more or less have been Bella. Obviously, it's a little bit different because it wasn't an actual vampire. It was just my imagination. But anyway, so there was that experience. Yes, busy week. That was my point for that. I also gave you a products update. That was also on my list to talk about. The final little thing for the little introduction before we get into talking about the identity center is that what with the changing of the seasons, and we are shifting from Virgo season to Libra season, I'm going to be having a whole new range of services, offerings, readings that are starting, that are launching officially on Saturday. So I've hinted at a few of these, but since it's Libra season and it is a solar season that's ruled by Venus, so Venus is the ruler of Libra, I'm doing a lot of services focused on love and relationships. Yeah, all those things. So I will put that link in the show notes. It will still link to my Virgo season services, but as of Saturday, it will list my Libra season services. So yeah, I'm going to have things like couples human design readings, which I've never officially offered, but I have done a few of. So I'm really excited. Little things like that. Okay, so without further ado, let's get in. Oh, wait, okay, no, I do have one more thing. And this is another reason I'm so tired, is that earlier today, I recorded my September class for my membership. So if you don't know, I have the Human Design Head Witches membership, which is exactly that. It is a membership that has all the human design basics, and now it's also building a really hearty collection of like witchcraft and that sort of like more sides of my practice teachings as well. So it's just a little or a lot of everything. But I did September's class for that, and like, it's so funny, you listen to me at the start of the class, I'm like, this could be like a longer one today. We might go for like up to an hour and a half, and literally was speaking for 2.5 hours. Because we were doing protection magic, psychic protection. I also got to speak about like folk practices from Greco-Roman times, as well as like Celtic folk beliefs, even some Norse beliefs around protection and magic and all of that stuff in there. So it was incredibly fun. I had such a good time. I feel like I'm still riding the high from just getting to talk about everything that I'm so fascinated by and my own practice and things like that, and to teach different protection tools, but my voice is tired. Okay, but honestly, get that membership. It is the most wild value of any membership I've ever seen. All right, I mean, maybe not any. I don't know, whatever. Stop, I'm tired. Okay, let's talk about the Identity Center. Okay, so what are we talking about when we talk about the Identity Center? So if I had to point to the Identity Center in my body, like in an actual physical part of my physical material body, I would be pointing pretty much directly to the center of my chest. The Identity Center, interestingly enough, is physiologically also associated with the liver. And like I've said in the previous few episodes. I'm tired. I'm gonna do my best today, guys. I really am doing my best, but if I forget words or if I say things wrong, please still love me. Please. Anyway, no idea what I was just saying. Liver. Oh yeah, as I've said in previous episodes, I have both a blog post that kind of talks about very briefly about the physiological associations and like health and stuff connected to each of the energy centers. And then I also have a masterclass that goes into this in detail. So I will link the class and the blog post in the show notes. But then I also, like, that masterclass is included in the membership. So it just makes the most sense, I think, to get to the membership. Because membership's like $33 a month versus the class is like $100 or something like that. So yeah. Anyway, and plus obviously you get so much more in the membership. So that's like the physiological associations. In terms of the energy that's going on inside of the energy center, this is our center of love and direction. So if you've ever heard anyone talking about the love gates of human design, they are talking actually about 4 specific gates that all reside within the energy center. So you have, you know, gates that are associated with loving the world, with loving humanity, with loving spirit, etc. And what's really interesting is that my friend Leanne, who we spoke about at the top of the episode, I don't think she'll mind me sharing this. She has the incarnation cross that is just called the vessel of love. And people who have the vessel of love incarnation cross are those whose like sun and earth, conscious and unconscious gates are those four gates of love. So she's just a little love bug, just a little love bug. So yeah, that's a little interesting fact. So when we're talking about love, we're talking about all kinds of love, right? This is something I've been thinking about, especially as we are coming into Libra season. Like, we can never forget that as humans, I don't want to sound so cheesy, but like, love and relating is everything, right? We are built to form relationships with everything. Our life is made up of relationships, and how much we are capable of love is sort of like often going to say a lot about the quality of not necessarily our life, because obviously there are external influences that can impact that. But once you at least have your basic needs met and you're physically safe and all of that stuff, then how capable you are of love and relating to in like a healthy and like, you know, connected, intimate way with the world around you. So I'm not just speaking about people when we're talking about love, especially from this human design perspective. I'm talking about the relationship I have with myself, with my clothes, with my laundry, with my home, with my friends, with nature, the relationship I have with my bank balance, the relationship I have with my business, the relationship I have with my car. All of these things are going to impact the quality of my life. And you know how much I'm able to relate to them and think of them as just, yeah, you know, things that I can connect with and how much I can love them. No matter what, right? Unconditional love. You know, an example, like your car breaks down. You can fight it. You can hate it. You can be like, oh my God, I never want to drive this stupid thing again. Da 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 da. Or you can be like, do you know what? I love your car. What do you need? What can I do for you? If you were trying to maintain a relationship with your car, what would you do? You would communicate. You would learn to listen. Anyway. Okay. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about love, right? It's everything, all kinds of love, the ability to love, direction, your direction in life, right? This is the center. So this particular energy center, is going to be where, if you think and feel like this, your soul or your spirit connects to your physical human body. So it's a real meeting place. It's like an alchemical center. Oftentimes, like, so when I'm doing spell work, like when I'm doing actual like magical workings, I'm going to be calling up, or calling from different types of energy. So whether that's, you know, energy coming from the earth, energy coming like from the sun or the stars, or if it's energy coming from herbs or elements or deities or whatever it is. And oftentimes that energy is going to meet in the alchemical center of my heart, because that's the place where like spirit and matter can meet. And that is really referring to that same spot of this identity center where the soul is connected to the human body. That's why the heart is also just really important in countless spiritual practices. So yeah, my direction in life, my spiritual direction, am I on my soul's path? What so many people are going to want to know when they, you know, work in spiritual practices or they move towards or get involved in spiritual practices, just am I connected to my path or am I living a path that I've been told to? All these things is what we're talking about when we're talking about the identity center. Identity, who am I? Where am I going? What am I here to do? What is my path, my unique life path? Okay, so that's the basic energetics. Yeah, this is one of those energy centers where I think, because the not self, so let's talk about the not self. The not self theme for this particular energy center is really looking outside of yourself for love and direction. So these two very, very basic, very human, but also very, very spiritual and like lofty concepts that it can be quite difficult to grasp. They are something that we sort of discover, you know, after that journey that we all must take when we're trying to find these things, you know, whether we're looking for love in a partner or we're desperately searching for a partner to finally love us. Or maybe we're desperately trying to get our parents' validation and love finally, or someone in particular, or just love in general. We're doing things in order to be liked, in order to be loved. We're not being ourselves. We're not living our true path because we're scared of losing that love, right? So that can be a big one. And then in terms of direction, when we are so focused on where should I go? What's next? You know, what's the next step, that we're not actually just living our life. We're not actually just putting one foot in front of the other, because that's honestly, if I could give like one piece of advice, and this is the thing, is that like so much of this advice is so useless unless you've actually made the mistakes for yourself, but hopefully it helps. Like, if I could give my younger self just starting out on, you know, a more spiritual path, or just, you know, searching for that direction, just, I don't know, 10 years ago or whatever, if I could just give her one little bit of advice, it's that you don't have to look for your path. Like, just focus on it. Look down, look around, where are you? And start putting one foot in front of the other, because your path is right here. When you are focused externally, trying to find your path, trying to find your direction, you're going to be looking at other people. Other people are living their path. Other people are living their direction, right? So, obviously this is a huge thing in just like very, very present current day culture. When we have, you know, like just other people's lives so available to us. And if you are at a point where you are feeling lost and confused and you don't know who you are and you don't know what you want to do next and, you know, you don't know what your path is, it's very, very common to look to see what people who you find inspiring are doing. And it's incredible, and I encourage looking to other people to get ideas. Again, what are other people up to? What are other people doing to inspire you? But not ever feeling like another person's path will be your exact path, or that your path is in some way emulating what you've seen someone else do. I would, you know, if you are inspired by someone and what they're doing and what they're creating and what they're saying, I would take time to sit with that for yourself and think about, what does what they're saying mean to me? What does what they're doing mean to me? All of these things, rather than immediately going out and trying to do it in exactly the same way or whatever it is, because yeah, this is the thing with like ideas and copying and creativity and all of that, including creativity in the way that we live our lives and the way that we bring our identity into fruition and like, yeah, just follow our own paths and create our own paths. You know, as many people have said, like there are no new ideas where we are, I mean, but like there are, but the new ideas are old ideas that have been made your own, that have been mixed with like a person's unique perspective and like imagination and all of these things, right? So you could do the same thing for your path. Like if you see someone doing something really cool, instead of just being like, oh yeah, I want to do that too, like that's exactly who I'm meant to be, they are my path, like they are living my path, what does their path mean to you? What are like the actual deeper qualities or energetic, I don't know, yeah, like qualities that are happening or that you see in what they're doing, what they're creating, what they're saying, what they're embodying, all of that. And how can you live that in your life? How can you bring more of that? How can you invoke more of that into your own spirit, into your own soul, into your own path right now, rather than thinking you need to change in some way? It's not so much about these like big momentous transformations, right? It's about this, like when we're talking about path work and journey work and just like moving with the identity center, it's this gradual unfolding. You know, think of it as like step by step. Okay, what's the next step? What's the next step? And over time, you will change. You don't need to like have that dramatic overnight transformation, which again, just our modern day culture of like things have to happen quickly and they have to happen big and they have to be really, really obvious and all of this just rubbish, which is just not true and it's not supportive to our nervous systems whatsoever, tells us that is not how change has to happen. It can be this really gradual unfolding of you slowly revealing the truth of who you are and that leading to the next step, the logical next step, etc., etc. Okay. And then so the whole reason I want to talk about that was because to say this is one of those energy centers where no matter if you have it defined or undefined, the not self is very it's very prevalent. Do you know anyone? I could probably count on one hand people in my life, people in the world who are not in some way looking outside of ourselves for love and direction. I'm not counted on that hand, right? I do my best. I catch myself, okay? But you think I still don't look outside of myself for love and direction? Are you joking, right? And I have a defined identity center. Yes, with a defined identity center, I have a more consistent notion of who I am. I have a more consistent expression in how I want to share my personality, just who I am with the world. But you best bet I'm still looking outside of myself for love and direction. I'm trying to get better at looking inside myself and being like, oh yeah, I'm pretty lovable. But yeah, oof, I'm not there yet. Okay. So that's all I wanted to say about that is just like, you know, like I've said in pretty much each of these episodes, just because you have a center defined doesn't mean that you're not going to need to or like be invited to, because you don't need to do anything you don't want to. Look within and see what, and just ask yourself, like, what is my current relationship to love and direction? Okay. Let me see where I'm up to in my notes, because I definitely went a little bit rogue there. Yeah, okay. So when we're thinking about what causes this, a lot of times what causes a disconnect from, what causes ourselves to look outside of ourselves for love and direction is a disconnect from our inner knowing. You know, this is basically what I was saying before, is that you, when you are connected to your own path and like your soul knowing of what's next and where you're going and where you're heading, and even if you can't see exactly what that looks like, but you know that no matter what happens and what comes to you along your path, that you've got your own back, then you're not going to be looking outside of yourself so much. And even when you do, you'll be able to catch yourself, right? It's like I was saying before, like, I still experience myself looking outside of myself for love, but more often now I'm able to drag myself back and be like, hey, you know, it starts in here. Like, love lives like right inside of you. You don't need to be looking for it in that other person, especially those people who aren't going to give you that love in the way that you need, right? And also, like, just being able to more clearly notice, like, because I have more inner knowing around myself and what love really feels like in myself, I'm able to more easily and quickly notice when there are people in my life who are not able to give me the love that I crave, that I need. And so to not put as much stock in those relationships, right? I'm able to feel the friendships and the connections that are going to consistently provide love and safety and that sense of I love you unconditionally for who you are, right? And, you know, when that's not there, yeah, to just not be as invested in that relationship. And that's okay. I don't need to be completely invested in every single relationship. Okay. So, inner knowing. Yeah, just get in touch with yourself, right? If there's one thing you can do to just improve your life, know yourself. Now, what is it? Oh my God, I hope I can remember this, but in ancient Greece, What kind of day would it be if we don't bring up ancient Greece? Have we brought it up today? I don't know. I'm sure we did in the protection class. In ancient Greece, so basically, if you know the Oracle at Delphi, right? So the Oracle at Delphi was an oracle of Apollo. So she would have been a priestess of Apollo, who was literally appointed to deliver oracles for Apollo. Now, there were multiple oracles around Greece and Turkey. I know there are four that we know of today. Like we've unearthed the archaeological sites. But I'm speaking about the Oracle at Delphi, which is maybe an hour and a half out of Athens. So really close to like their capital of ancient Greece, where it all happened. Well, where a lot happened. But here in this building, it is said that the inscription that would have been in ancient Greek on the Temple of Delphi. Now, I hope I'm getting this right. It's getting a little bit confused in my head, but it's either this inscription was written on, like actually on the temple walls, or this was the first, like part of the first oracle ever delivered, or the first prophecy ever delivered by the oracle, was know thyself. And so, there you go. We have this deep, deep knowing way back into antiquity, that all that really matters, like, and especially because it's associated with oracles and prophecy, how perfect is that? If you want to know where you're going, if you want to know your path, if you want to know what's to come, know yourself. Maybe that's not exactly what the oracle meant, but that's what we're going with. Okay, so the next thing I have on my list to talk about, because we're talking about direction, we're talking about crossroads, right? We are talking about, in my work, I work a lot with crossroads as liminal places. And that being like both physical crossroads, obviously, like that's something we use to symbolize like crossroads and liminal spaces, but also decisions as crossroads, right? And that decision-making point being a liminal place. Like, think about it, when you are making a big decision, sometimes even when you're making quite a small decision, you are residing at the precipice of a great change. You are literally residing in a liminal space. Before you make that decision, like when you are in the decision-making process, you are between two worlds. You are between your old life, right? Before you'd made the decision, or before you'd even known that there was a decision to be made, and your new life when you've made the decision. Whatever comes on the other side is going to be different. And so I think that working with crossroad magic, crossroad guardians, like deities who work with liminal or like who rule over liminal spaces, like Hecate, comes to mind, would actually be like a really nice practice if you're working on your identity center, because who doesn't want to be more confident in the decision-making process and just the places that we reside before we make the decision? Like for an example, let's say you have been offered a job in Ireland and you live in New Zealand. Yesterday, before you'd been offered this job, you were just living your life, right? You were in the before. Now you've been offered the job. You are in the liminal space. You are in the in-between. You are not residing in the future where you've made the decision either to go or to stay. And you are not residing in the past before you even know this was an option. You are at a crossroads. And so, because this identity center is so much about knowing yourself, your identity, and also your path, where am I going? What's next? it's deeply associated with this decision making and the decisions that guide you on your path. Yeah, I won't go too deep into that, but if you do work with any like crossroad guardians, like if you work with Hecate, or any other like deities that govern over liminal spaces, anything like that, I think that they would be incredible, like just entities, energies to work with and to have on your side as you reside within the liminal spaces for decision making and just to get more comfortable and confident in taking those step by step by steps to live your path, to live your life, rather than wondering like, oh, I have to make the perfect decision. I always think of with decision making, like there's no perfect decision. There's no 100% right decision, and also you always make the right decision because it's the one you made. You can go, if you want to listen to me talk a little bit more about decision making, then from like May or something, I'm pretty sure it was my first episode back after a very long break, I have an episode called Full Bodied Decision Making. So if you haven't listened to that, I would definitely suggest listening to that, especially if you are someone who struggles with decision making, trusting your decisions, all of that. Okay, finally, I know this episode's been all over the place, but I feel like it's been good. Maybe I can't even remember the typical structure for these deconditioning episodes, but yeah, I'm happy with it. So we need to do some journal prompts. Okay, first journal prompt for your identity center. Do I feel confident in my path? Second, when I am at a crossroads, or when I have a decision to make, who do I ask for advice? Or you could also say, where do I turn? And thinking about maybe how those people, like, do those people encourage you to trust your own gut? Are they quick to force their own opinions on you? How does it make you feel depending on the advice they give? Is your decision swayed based on the advice you give, or do they just make you kind of feel more confident in the fact that you are making the correct decision? You know, you can also ask yourself, like, when I'm at a crossroads, how comfortable am I with trusting my decision and knowing my own path, you know? And then the final journal prompt that I thought of, well, it's kind of two, is a very confronting question. But it's one we have to think about with this particular energy center, right? And it might not be a question that you ask yourself too often, because it is so confronting, but just asking, do I love myself? And also, equally important and sometimes even more confronting, do I like myself? Because that's when we're kind of getting into your identity and how you relate and how you feel about your personal identity, right? Which again this is the identity center. This is, well, I'm not just a soul, I'm a human, you know, I'm here. And so, do I like myself? Now, as of recording, because like I said, I'm very tired, I haven't created a card spread, but maybe tomorrow, if I, when I post the little roundup from this episode to Instagram, maybe I will have created a card spread by then. So, yeah, definitely check out on Instagram for that. And I'll also, of course, have the journal prompts written down on the episode roundup. But that's all I have for you. I'm sending you lots of love. Glad that we did it. We did it. Like I said, I'm tired, but we did it. And I still had a lot of fun. And it's chill time. I'm going to go maybe watch some Modern Family. Well, first I have to clean the kitchen and just I'm driving back to the beach house tomorrow. So I've got a 2-hour drive tomorrow. So I just need to pack up. But I'm going to go clean up the house, pack up my things, and probably, yeah, I might honestly have Modern Family on while I do that. So, bye.